Hi, I'm Joel.
And I'm Kishan.
And this is Tea for Two.
This is our BFF podcast, where we talk about anything from science to popular culture,
the arts and life in Singapore. Hi everyone, it's me, Joel, a playwright and performer.
And it's me, Kishan, a science educator.
Welcome back to T42. It's our best friend podcast where we talk about whatever the Frankie Foo we want.
Are you Frankie Foo?
Frankie Foo, I wonder who that could be.
Frankie Foo is very oddly specific, sister.
I know, it's so alliterative, the name Frankie Foo. I'm not sure just, I've ever met a Frankie Foo
you know
in
what?
My life.
It's not though. Just one F, but two F's.
This is a double special forte, day. Very loud.
It's
very
a special
loud.
Day, yeah.
I guess I'm very excited, aren't you, Kishan?
I'm very excited also.
So,
oh my God.
Let's not dither too long about it. This is another special episode of Tea for Two for... Hey, wait, no. T42 for four.
It's no longer three. T42 for four. But there's still a lot of tea to go around.
There's a lot of tea. Actually, no, we're drinking Coca-Cola.
We're drinking Coca-Cola. Correct.
Okay, who do we have on the show today, Kishan?
Oh my God. Why don't you do the
okay,
honors?
I'll introduce one of them, God. Then you can introduce the other.
Can.
We have got the very special... Neo Sui Lin.
And we have
Hello.
Oh yeah, say hi Sui Lin.
Hello. Hello everyone.
And we have Lim Kay Siu.
Hello. Hi there.
Yes. Oh my God.
So the two of them are a married couple, in case you don't know.
Yeah, in case you don't know who they are.
And we are at their house right now, and it's really lovely. We're sitting around their table drinking cans of Coca-Cola.
And you know, this is the table where we have our lunch every day. I mean, not every day, but when your podcast drops, then this is where we sit.
Oh my God.
This is where we sit listening to you guys.
No, we've seen the videos of your yeah. day. It's so cute.
We've seen the Instagram pictures. Oh my God, this is the very table.
Yes.
Yeah, let's touch
it. Very surreal, right?
Yeah, very spirit. Very spirit.
I saw your faces light up as we did our intro just now. It's a very like...
Exactly.
Recognizing,
but then now
right?
you see how cha-chak the setup is.
Yeah, it's really very cha-chak.
Actually, we're very impressed. Your technical skills are very good.
What technical skills?
You we have just a sound word. Mixer.
We use words like soft, wet. I mean, yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, I've known Sui Lin and Sui Siu. Sui Lin and Siu for a very long time now because... Yeah. Because you was in my very first play.
Oh my God.
Do you remember not?
Family Outing.
2011. Family.
Yes, I remember that.
You played your father.
You played my character's
father.
Also your father.
Also my father. And then, although my father doesn't think it's him.
Okay, good. That's good. I think that's a
so
good thing.
So you created your own.
Yes.
And then Sui Lin was in my play, The Way We Go. In 2015.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, and I've just met these two wonderful people, and I'm excited, people.
Yeah. So,
is that how y'all like each other?
So we are very excited because we know your life story.
Yeah, you do.
We know 14 episodes worth of your life story.
It's a lot. I think more than 14 already, but right. you're catching up. It's great.
And then we know your mother. We know your family.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I know, but like when your grandfather passed.
Yes.
Like,
you see,
so
yes,
like,
yes,
I think
yes.
you know more than some people.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we follow every lunchtime.
Now we can put a face to the...
Yes, yay! Yay. Oh my God, yes, this is great.
And you look different from your Instagram picture, leh.
Oh no, this is people.
Catfish,
this is a
catfish. Wait, what does his Instagram photo look like?
Kind of like, I don't know, it's definitely Photoshop one.
excuse me!
I think so.
All right, and it's time for our first segment of the day. Lukewarm Takes, where two elder millennials,
that's us,
talk about something that's happening on the internet.
Yes.
And what's been happening on the interwebs, Kishan?
Oh my God, the most wonderful thing has been happening on the interwebs. I believe every day at 5 p.m. from the comforts of their own toilet,
Instagram Live.
I forgot Instagram Live. And on Facebook Live as well.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's a two-channel approach.
What? double prong, the neokalelims
play every day from 5:30 to 8 5 o'clock to 5:45 from their bathroom.
Yeah,
we'll let them take it away.
Yes, please.
We would like to take this opportunity to the people,
the government member, you should know.
We have We have a plan together for the people.
People.
Especially the people from the medical
With an L, please.
Medical. Profession. Who have made things very essential and vital during this very difficult economic...
Come on, you have to speak properly, SK. You're a member of the government. You have to be clear. I am Minister Shanmugger. Oh, you not know me.
Are you very fair?
Oh, look, my different. Vitamin worked. Huh? Yes.
Is it you use SK1, SK2?
SK4.
Oh, SK4G, is it?
SK4G, oh, correct.
Okay. So, let me finish. I want to tell the people from the medical profession that we have a together song.
That's right. Well done. It's a together song that we will want to sing for you now to show that the government is very, very talented and creative.
Together?
Yes.
Yes.
3, 4.
Oh, I, why you stop?
3, 4. I love that I talk like us in my head. I love that I've stored all the things that we've shared. Let's talk Swissunese instead. We love to love to love to love to lie in bed. Together, ooh, yeah. Together, ooh, yeah. You know that I love all the things that we've said.
Even the lies and admissions when we've dared.
I hope I can love you even after I'm dead. We love to love to love to love to hold hands and fly. Together, let's play disguise. Together, we'll fly the skies,
get really high.
We love to love to love to love to even cry. Together, ooh, ooh, yeah. Together, ooh, ooh, yeah.
And when you loved me, love became real. A matter of fact, and not just a feeling.
Hey baby, let's get out of bed and share our love with those around us instead. Together, ooh, yeah. Together, ooh, yeah. Together, all love, yeah. From the bottom of our hearts. Come on, let's all love, from the bottom of our hearts. Together, together we can change the weather. Together.
We can
make things better. We can even change the weather if we all just love life together.
Ooh, let's all love life
together.
Such a treat to see.
Wow,
live.
This one is really the East Coast blend. So tell us everything.
Yeah, like, I just want to know, how did this start?
You know, it's very odd, right? So Casey wrote this song like a good maybe 10 years ago. Right? So it's been, I mean, Casey is a songwriter. I mean, he's been writing songs for years and years and years.
Yeah,
and
it's therapy for me.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yeah. I use it. It helps me deal with life.
Okay.
So that's why I'm not interested in making it famous or making money from it, because it's really good therapy for me.
Yeah. I can see that.
Also, I always say this, you know, I was saying to somebody on Twitter the other day, it's like, because somebody who's a musician was talking about how, you know, the other musicians are always kind of like putting him down. Whereas then I said, oh, you know, like, this is what happens, right? And then he said, oh, funnily enough, because he knows me from the theatre, that I don't get it from theatre. People are very supportive. You know? And then I'm like, yeah, but that's because you don't consider theatre your main thing, right? Mm. So you know, because my music is your thing. And then, of course, we're all very generous to you because you are a musician. But theatre, we do feel each other in the theatre. It's like, a little bit, right, Joe?
Yeah,
right?
It's competitiveness, of course, la, as you want.
So, of course, my reply
there
to him...
There can only be one.
So, of course, my reply to him on Twitter was like, you know, I think KSU, and he says this all the time, he doesn't consider himself a musician. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. So he doesn't put himself out there. his music, he doesn't take it as kind of like a serious thing. Like, he's not his right. profession. Like, his theater or his acting, that's his thing. Like, you all say everything, anything.
So there's a certain ego attached to the acting now because I've become an actor professionally and all
yeah.
that. But
yeah.
I love music, but there's no ego attached to my music because... I didn't become a professional musician.
So you can be like, you can feel like you can be quite silly with it.
I can be silly yeah. with it. I can share it. I can like let it go. It's fine. Yeah. You know, it's just a good place to be. I love music so much. I'm glad I'm not proprietal about it.
Yeah.
Know?
Ah. Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
how did like the whole new
so
new
when the
start?
When
this
the
brand name le.
When yeah. So okay, I learned to play the ukulele from the internet. I didn't learn from him. Mm. He's very musical. So he's trained on the violin and he self-taught on the keyboards,
wow.
on the
guitar.
Yeah, he can play everything. Right?
Yeah, he can play flute, can play anything one yeah. actually. Yeah, percussion all can do. But I wanted to play the guitar because Joel, as you know, actors like after a while, I always chasing Joel. Like, Joel, got any part for me? Yeah. Are you writing something? You know, actors
yeah, but
like
must
very...
play guitar. One.
Exactly.
So actors like very, you know, dependent on part, on roles, right?
Yeah.
So you know, there was this whole spate of time where there, basically there were not people writing roles for me because my roles are always older women, right? Even when I was in my 20s, I was playing his mother, right?
Yeah. So, when we met.
So suddenly there was this like whole spate of plays where it's all young people's plays. You know? So I had no work. So I wanted to pick up the guitar again because I played it as a teenager. Mm. But I couldn't get my hands around it. It was so big. I couldn't. I can't imagine how I used to play guitar. So I thought, ukulele 4 strings only. Just try lah. Of course, our friend just picked it up like that. And then so I don't want to learn from him.
So irritating.
I tried to teach her, but I'm not a good teacher because I learn by instinct. So I got
see.
No technique, you see.
So when he first taught
teacher,
me, right, it would be like, okay, so we play this chord, right? It's the G shape, but actually is...
It's D.
It's D. Because then, that's what it is in
like, can you get it? Oh. Then it's like, whoa.
Then after a while, I said, I don't learn
yeah,
from
actually,
you.
Sometimes
I learn
the
from
best
YouTube.
People to teach you is not those closest
actually,
to you.
Exactly.
That is very true. I yeah, cannot teach exactly. my family members anything. Correct. I get angry.
Yeah, yeah, I get impatient.
Angry.
I'm so keen for her to learn it that I get impatient.
Same.
So you learn the ukulele.
So I learned from YouTube, right? Then after I could come back and tell him, actually, that chord is A minor D. Like, then like, real.
And she can sight read better than me. She can
so
read all these chords. Yeah.
Right?
Or be good.
Yes, or be,
or be good.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we
or be good.
So the two of us are both so addictive personalities, right?
Yeah.
So when we get into something, you know, I play the ukulele until my fingers all arthritis.
Arthritis.
Oh my god!
How we used to play for like 4 hours.
I would play before I knew it. I would be 3 hours, 4 hours.
Oh my goodness!
Actually, that's amazing. You yeah. like that feeling is very amazing, right?
Isn't
yeah.
it? And isn't it better that you like so, learned something? You got addicted to something like that rather
yeah.
than like computer games.
Correct.
Or
you go correct. Into this headspace like well, I think people call it flow, right? Where you
right.
just
yeah.
where you just keep on going and going
right.
and going. So yeah. how long did you take to learn the ukulele?
So not long,
well,
only because we did like we would play for hours on end, and then to have someone to play with you, that's another thing that you
I'm
cannot
sure.
yeah,
you pick up faster
you, you pick up
learn
and
everything.
You get excited together, you know,
yeah.
you learn this song together
so
then,
fun
yeah,
so.
I remember when I first started learning the piano as a kid, right, and
right.
then like I
yeah.
would just play for hours, and then my grandmother would like call us to dinner, and then I'd still be playing, and then
yeah.
she's like, Addison, don't need to eat, only play piano la.
Yeah. And you've been playing for hours before you
yeah.
know, like from the it's suddenly dark already,
yeah.
like,
oh, that's so nice.
Exactly.
This
is when you fall in
so
love
with
an instrument.
That's
yeah.
what would happen with us, you see. And it would be songs that I would pick because I learned from the internet, lah, right? So one of the first songs we learned was Lovey on Rose.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lovely song.
Yeah, very nice song, which later we made our own version. Our own version is actually Like That Law. It's called Like That Law.
La 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 la, Like That Law.
Oh, this I can put in bento.
So when we started playing together, actually we only ever performed, and we had a good joke, like we only ever performed at birthdays.
children's party.
Yeah,
yeah, children's party.
Correct.
Oh my
birthdays, weddings and funeral. Really? That's
yeah,
what we
the whole, the whole,
it's
whole,
the trifecta,
yeah, the trifecta of life event.
Yeah,
yes.
Trifecta
because,
of life.
Because for us it's not something that we do professionally,
right.
So we don't want to be paid.
But yeah, I remember, right? Sorry, Kishan.
No,
like, because I met up with you guys when I last came back from the UK around a year ago, right?
And then and
you,
we were, right?
You, yeah, and then you were telling me that you guys wanted to do something with this ukulele thing. I mean, you had learned it already at that
yeah.
time,
yeah.
right?
Wow.
And you said you wanted to turn it into
a
show.
Yes.
Yeah. And then like and then we talked briefly about it. And then
yes,
I went back
I remember.
To UK.
Well,
and
you were there
yeah,
for the inception
I was there
of the
idea. No lah, they've probably been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah, no, but we want to make a theatre show, but that's been not happened then.
No, I mean, because right. of, you
because
know.
It's quite hard, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And also, we don't want it to be about us.
Mm.
You know, because, and when you write, of course, it will be about you, right?
Yeah.
About how we met.
But the ukulele represents my heart.
Exactly. It makes it limited.
A lot of the ukuleles is about you because people come on and they want to watch the both of you.
Yeah, well,
it's
play,
true, it's true.
Right? And so I think that's fascinating.
Yeah. I have to say, though, how we first started was because, okay, first of all, we had this thing, two of us writing together. I mean, playing together, right?
Yeah.
Then the COVID thing happened. And I wanted to try this Instagram live thing. I really wanted
because
to
try it. Because everybody was doing Instagram live, right?
Yeah. I just thought,
stuck at home, right?
Yeah. See what it's like, right? We are stuck at home. We cannot go out anywhere. Just try lah. Yeah. So I bought a cheap tripod, like the $10 tripod from the gadget shop.
Yeah.
I just did it. And then we had like maybe like 5 or 6 people, something like that. Yeah. But we were happy.
Yeah. Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah. They talk to us, we talk back
because
to them.
Because they talk to us, then we talk back to them. They're like, eh.
And so, then at that time, any amount of interaction, very good already,
very
right?
Good, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, one of our first sessions, right, is landscape mode, you know, because we didn't figure out yet that you have to do portrait mode.
Yeah.
So if you look back to our early ones, the thing is like, people are watching us like that.
You see, we have to sing it to watch you.
That is hilarious.
It's so funny.
So then eventually we went to, and we did it from our bed first.
Mm. Yeah.
The reason why we did it is from our bed is because we both very inspired by John and Yoko lah.
Ah,
yeah,
okay,
we're
okay,
the
okay,
bed-ins,
okay.
right?
Because they did a bed-in in the 60s where they wouldn't leave their bed and people from the press wanted to interview them. And they're like, if you want to interview us, you have to come to our bed. So they did a bed-in for peace.
Yeah.
So for us, it was like, it's about peace and love, ma. So we also like that. But we didn't do the extra step of going naked lah.
No, that one for your like
it's for the personal collection.
For the personal collection. The OnlyFans version.
Correct. The OnlyFans.
Wait, they don't want your fan anymore. They used to be your fan.
Like I will pay you to keep the clothes on.
Yeah, correct.
And you know, it's the only time where I have really openly expressed the songs that I wrote over a period of time, like over all these years.
Oh yeah, so then there's also like
exposed,
the music, but then also there's the original song.
Yes.
You know, I was going to say like doing it non-professional, not attaching a professional thing to this, is very freeing in a way, right?
Yeah.
Completely
so
liberating, you're right.
Super freeing for you because you're like, whatever lah, I'm just doing this because
I'm
just
sharing.
Try,
and then like, oh, got people like it. So that's lovely. It's very nice.
Yeah, we have this like very adorable little community. Every day they tune in, right?
Yeah. So it's I resisted Facebook for a long time because I was like, oh, I want to young people. I don't want all the old. To me, Facebook is a middle-aged man's platform.
Grumpy uncle.
All the middle-aged men go and complain about
the both of us.
We love Facebook. We love Facebook.
Oh, you're a Twitter kid, as
we'll take it. We'll
so
take
I wanted
it.
Lah. I mean, I was thinking, you know, I when I think of people, I think of like Patrick Teo and this one.
Oh yeah,
you know, Max LeBlanc. Yeah, yeah. All the middle aged people all talking about like, oh, complaining about
it.
Effing PAP.
But eventually, I had to succumb and just go because. Today, we still get Instagram, we get the most like 10, 15, the most 20 people. But Facebook, we get every day at least 20 to 30 people.
That's audience of your peers.
That's our regular.
Yeah. the aunties really log on every day.
What aunties? Like it's aunties, so you're not a random aunties.
No, I mean, now they are our friends.
Like,
I mean,
our friends were my age kind of.
And then
ladies,
they become friends with each other, which is very nice.
Yeah, they're so friendly with each other now. Yeah.
So it's not a big audience. So we are not a threat to anybody, you know, by any means, right?
Yeah. I can't imagine who you would be a threat to.
That's right.
No lah, sometimes people, you know, think that we are, you know, kind of anti. And I very make a huge show of it that we are not anti-establishment.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
The anti-establishment ukulele show.
Yeah, sure. That's a very niche group. Huh? That's a very niche market. Very, very niche.
We're happily anti-establishment.
But then really, during the elections, like we would be in our SDP uniform because at 5 o'clock, right, we have to quickly finish. Then 6 o'clock, we go and volunteer at Bukit Panjang. Right? So we got no time to change all that.
Right,
so,
right.
In a way, we were.
Because you were ukulele with your
And we were saying like, now is the time to
fight for what is right. You have a platform, you might as well use it.
Actually, I remember on one of your Instagrams, like you guys were ukuleling down on the ground as you were helping out.
Like, yeah, with so SCB. That one is true. Yes. Like, we sang the Willie Nelson song, Vote Them Out.
So naughty.
It's Willie Nelson, not We Write One. Yeah, if you don't like who's in there, vote him out.
But he wrote it about after Trump, right? He wrote it post Trump.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk us through the toilet.
Yes.
Okay, so we moved from the bed to the toilet, partly because we both a bit old, huh? The two of us, all we have this joke now, like, what happened, babe?
I'm standing up.
Just standing up. So sitting on the bed like that, straight out for
with our legs out
for 50 minutes.
Painful for us.
It's actually quite tiring. Backside pain, everything pain.
Can so, yeah, agree.
So also we thought for a change, we tried the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, the people sing in the shower, right?
So yeah.
We thought it was quite nice.
Oh my god, that's not yeah, beautiful right? about that.
A lot of people make that comment, people sing in the shower.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we tried lah. So we do alternate, we do bed sometimes and we do toilet sometimes.
But it's more comfortable in the toilet.
It's
in the
much
shower.
More comfortable in the toilet because it's got chair all.
More space.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the setup. It looks great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very homegrown.
I saw it laugh, but it also looks great. Like.
Very homegrown, right?
Yeah. But you know what I love about it? It's like during the fucking pandemic and the lockdown, everybody has wanted to like express themselves in some way or another.
Yeah.
And it's all very homegrown and very homespun.
Yes, yes.
Like, I love that now because it's like actually that's just as good as a form of entertainment.
Oh yeah,
else.
Yeah. It's like back to the roots, right?
Yeah,
simplification.
And then like for creative people, like, so like our podcast also started out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's what we love there. About yours. Yeah, yeah.
And then actually we started around the same time too.
Yes.
It's just like I got very frustrated during lockdown when I was like, oh, theatres have closed.
Yeah.
You know, my projects all got, you know, I had a show that was on.
It can.
So I was like, where am I going to find this creative?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where am I going to find this creative outlet? So we found this.
Enter Kishan.
Yeah, Enter Kishan. So now we do this thing and then you guys do this thing. And I think what is revealed to me actually is that actually, like, I don't need to find all my creative fulfillment from my playwriting.
Yeah,
my
that's
work.
True.
There's other things that can give me, you know, joy.
And you two are so close that the chemistry is just such a pleasure to listen to.
Oh, thank you.
It's great. It's great.
I thought you were so loud.
Yeah.
Oh, see the fishing work.
The fishing work.
Oh, that's a bait and switch.
Oh my goodness.
So, married 28 years, you know.
Oh, yeah. Friends for 12.
There you go.
Married 28 years already.
One whole zodiac cycle, Lampy.
Wow. It is. Yeah.
Wow. 28 years zodiac is what precious stone, ah.
What was it? We checked that.
I think brick. Is it not brick?
Brick.
Hey, I forgot. I didn't check this year. I know that we've had our emerald.
We've crossed the emerald
because
threshold.
We wear our Green Lantern t-shirts.
Yes.
We have a pair of Green Lantern t-shirts. We given to us by Sean Tobin. He was a guest, right, in one of
your.
Yes.
Hi Sean.
So he gave that to us and our emerald and wedding anniversary, which would have been 25th, I think. Or
yeah, I think 25th.
Like that.
Yeah.
So like, is you guys see yourselves just going on for quite a while?
Yeah, so we are wondering, you know, like you guys.
Yeah, when do we start?
Yeah, right. When do you start? Right?
We started in June. We didn't imagine we'd
still
be doing it.
Because y'all do every day.
Every
is no
day.
Joke.
Every single day.
Yeah, every day is no joke.
No joke.
I don't know
right?
how y'all do this.
Yeah. You also get worried about like disappointing people if you don't do one day.
Of course.
No, actually, we have had, but I've missed a few because of I'm rehearsing a play now with Pandemonium, a Zoom play, and you know, people send me message like, "Are you and KCU okay?" You know, very sweet, right?
That's really nice.
Yeah, you went on 5 o'clock as usual. So are you guys okay?
Yeah. And then we've been asking people like, "Are you bored of us?" Because we sing a few covers in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then we talk a lot of rubbish, right? We talk about like things like Pati Liani, you know, things that have happened or people crying in parliament, you know, kind of thing.
And then
eventually we come to the same songs. We sing about five of our own originals, including that one that you heard just now together. So
So they know, like, the layout. At the end, we're going to end with, like,
yeah,
households.
Yeah, we're like, are you all bored? And we're like, no. And they'll be asking, like, midnight train.
Oh. Yeah, so it's really sweet still after all this time, you know?
Yeah,
it's
some of our listeners have written to me, because I've said to them, I've actually got recordings of these songs of KCO's, because like 20 years ago, we bought him a recording machine. So
16 tracks.
Wow.
I have about, like, maybe 15 or more songs of his that he recorded, which I call KCO and the KCOs.
I play every instrument. I do all the harmonies myself.
So you overlap yourself.
Yeah. I play bass guitar, I play lead guitar, I play keyboard.
Oh my god. Hey, do you know the funny thing is, that's what the kids on YouTube do now.
Yeah, it's true. Basically. That's what they do. Yeah.
So funny.
KCO and the KCOs.
But it's over-arranged, you know? I mean, I want to play everything and then I
just
add
pile it
everything.
On.
Yeah. Strings, la, woodwind.
So I've had listeners like who say, like, you know, I must have this song. Because I want this song. Like, they really want She, you know? This song called She's Beautiful originally now. See, even with our listeners, we've renamed our song. Because, like, what do you all think? Should it be called, you know, She or She's Beautiful?
Oh my god.
Then they all voted She, you know?
Oh,
it's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. It's really very, like, this old school musical relationship with your fans.
Nice.
It's amazing.
So
it's amazing.
It's like, you know, last time the kind of crowd that would turn up to the act at the dive bar, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
A pub evening.
Yeah,
you know,
then your rock never dies. Yeah.
The fact that Instagram and Facebook allows you to do this, it's just so magical, right?
It is,
yeah.
Right.
It's so magical.
Yeah.
It's like a family,
yeah.
You know? They become like a family.
Yeah,
it's
and
amazing.
Then people feel like they, you know, they feel like they've got something to do and something to look forward to.
Mm.
And our best success story
is
this guy who watched us in June, right? Then he would come every day and then he wrote to me and he said, you know, can you send me the lyrics and chords for Together? Because I really like that song.
Mm.
Then I was like, okay, sure. Then I sent it to him. Then he was like, it's quite hard. Actually, to tell you the truth, I want to use it to propose to my girlfriend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So then eventually he said to me, you know, is it okay if I just use your recording?
Oh.
So he sent me the proposal, which is like a slideshow. Like, he proposed to her by PowerPoint. So sweet, right?
PowerPoint.
A slideshow, you know, of how he loved her and how they met and how they feel. And then, will you marry me too? And the song is Together.
Oh, that's so nervous.
Yeah, so in June, he watched us. Then in July, he proposed to her. Then the next day, he was like, she said yes.
Oh,
and she came on to
now
watch
they
us
both come.
That.
They come and watch us together. It's so cute.
That's so sweet.
This is a great story.
It's wonderful.
And for us, that's a real success story, because the reason why we did this, why we did it in the first place, was to kind of spread love.
Mm. Yeah, spread love during the COVID times, you know, because everybody was getting so doomsday.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
We even have a tagline. Because early on, I said we must have tagline.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like a learn, right?
Yeah, you're the band. You're the band.
Oh, yeah.
So at the end, it's like, till 5 p.m. tomorrow, keep safe.
Love life.
And
love
one
another.
Oh.
So wholesome.
Because together got love life and love, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listeners, I'm a goo on the
I
a pile
like
of goo on the floor. It's just like,
oh,
this is so
I
sweet.
I have coronavirus cure it.
How funny you are. 3 and 4 and tears drizzle from the sky. Always happens when you say goodbye. Never get used to the pain. And I'm leaving on the midnight train. Oh, packed all of my possessions. See this town with a new affection. Didn't I?
Every time I see my cutie pie, I wonder why he wanders in the rain.
Okay, up next is a new segment that we're introducing to replace our old favorite pandemic potluck. Because frankly, what else is there to say about the pandemic except
it's not gone.
Yeah. And we're just gonna live with it,
we're
right?
We're just gonna live with it. And so whatever. I think people are bored hearing about the pandemic already. Huh? So let's just take a moment of silence to usher,
to mourn this, yeah, right? The loss of this segment.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
And we're done. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So in this place, we are introducing a new segment called
Are You Home, Shirley?
I mean, who the fuck is Shirley?
Who the fuck is Shirley? Laugh.
Like, who is Shirley, right? I mean, whatever.
So this is a new segment where we zoom in on an aspect of life in Singapore that fascinates or horrifies us.
Yes.
Because I think life in Singapore is either very fascinating or very horrifying.
Usually it's the latter, lah.
No, lah, it's not all horrifying, lah.
Is it? Okay, can.
Horrifyingly ridiculous.
Horrifyingly ridiculous. Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
There's a lot, lah. There's a lot.
There's a lot. So I hope you all accept our new segment.
Yeah,
dear
correct.
Listeners. And I feel like, who better to premiere this segment with than some of Singapore's most beloved actors on screen?
Yes. Yeah. It's very good. Locating.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Very good.
It's very, the context very good. And what better subject to kick off this segment than the topic of
fear. And we just want to qualify, even though it's like 7 months, it's not the 7 months sort of fear. It's a little bit broader and a little bit more in depth.
Yeah. It's the kind of fear that sits under your skin.
Yeah. It's the kind of fear that every Singaporean has 24/7, I think.
Mm. Although the tikwe fear also is quite scary.
It is.
Actually, in this area, do you have a lot of the tikwe thing going on?
What is tikwe? Isn't it like a breakfast
seven
food?
7 months.
Yeah. Oh, not a breakfast food. Ah.
It's also because his pronunciation very weird one. Like.
It
sounded like chi kuei.
I thought it was chi
kuei. It sounded like chi kuei.
What is it called?
Chi kuei.
Chi kuei.
Anyway, coming back to this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So, we want to talk about fear, right? Because I think it's very interesting. I have a lot of friends in the UK now who think that like Singapore is this very repressive state and we have a reputation for it.
Yes.
Authoritarian,
whatever, and that like, oh, surely you must live in a lot of fear. So the question I get asked a lot by them is like, oh, you know, what's it like being a gay person in this country?
Yeah.
And it's a bit hard to explain that actually the fear that we live with is not as present and violent as it used to be. But in many ways it's become a lot worse and more like quite under the skin, right?
Very insidious. Yeah. I agree.
Insidious is the word, I think. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess I kick off with a story to kind of like.
Oh yes, please. Like, regale us, sister. Regale us.
I don't know if you've seen lah, but on my you reposted.
Oh, did you really?
So last night, my MP, who happens to be CM Minister Teo Chee Hian.
Yes, we would like to hear it from you. We read it already, and in fact, we were going to read it today on our streaming session. You know, we thought of it.
Did you really love your
choice quote?
Yeah, I know.
Teo Chee Hian came.
So we got to hear it from you, Joel.
Teo Chee Hian, who, by the way, has been my MP for many years now because he is like the PAP old guard and has never relinquished.
That's true.
And he's been in Pasir Ris for like yonks already.
Yeah.
He, for the first time, came to my block. So we never seen him in the flesh before, right? Oh. And then there was this big hoo-ha and then the town council's like, oh, Teo Chee Hian's coming. And then my mom was like, Joel, Teo Chee Hian's coming. So
all his fluffers.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, wow, the fluffers.
His fluffers.
Because
I think we call them stuffers. Like, also the same. Yeah, the fluffers.
Right, they go first and then they knock to make sure like
the herald, open. The herald of the apocalypse.
In porno, they call it fluffers.
Yeah, in porno, they call it fluffers.
Are you ready to accept our gifts like that?
And then, yeah, if you're not, you close the door. Yeah, then you put red blood on the bed.
Oh my god.
Very good. I like the reference.
So anyway, Teo Chee Hian turns out at the door, right? Then he's basically there to tell us about some, like, don't know what, housing estate upgrading or whatever, which is very banal. And it's like, seriously, does the senior minister in the prime minister's office need to come down and talk to us about this? So it's clearly a kind of like a photo opportunity, right?
Yes.
And the night before, I had sent him an email to register my concern about the, what's her name?
Patiliani.
Patiliani,
register
right.
My concern about the Patiliani situation, yeah. Right?
Yani, and they call her for short.
Yeah, Yani, right?
Oh, Yani? Okay. Yeah,
Yani. Which we won't go too much into.
Yeah, let's see.
And I just took the opportunity to ask him, like, oh, Mr. Teo, did you receive my email about Patiliani? Because I have some concerns about it. And then, like, that conversation spiraled into this very long debate about
a bunch of things, I believe, right?
About a bunch of things, including, like, Alfian and right. Gaming,
yeah. Yes. And I think about LGBT rights
LGBT
as well.
Rights. I won't go too much into it. You can see it all on my Facebook.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Which has gone slightly viral.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone slightly viral. But that led to a specific sort of emotion.
Yeah, so we talk about fear, right? Yeah. Yes. So I posted it because I had one glass of red wine. So I was feeling very confident, right?
Hi.
And then immediately after I posted it and people started liking it, I was like, oh shit. And then like this fear started setting in that has, I've not been able to shake the whole day. So I woke up this morning with anxious dreams going like, shit, should I have done it? Because now I'm thinking, actually, did I do anything wrong, first of all?
Yeah.
And secondly, what if they, you know, come after me for it, right?
Right.
So, and then like, as I read through the thing over and over again, have I done anything wrong? Have I done anything like even vaguely illegal?
Yeah. Or,
why so, would you even think that, right?
Yeah, why would you even think that?
I mean, you actually just recounted what happened to you.
Exactly.
So why would you be have that feeling? See, so, this is a very good question.
But that is the question, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a lot of us have that feeling. And I think to pick up from you, I have this feeling all the time, especially when I do the podcast. Because like, as a... I mean, everybody knows, dear listeners, that I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And I you know, being a teacher, I'm a civil servant, all these sort of things, right? So I'm always censoring myself. And even when we talk... Even when I talk to Joel about what we want to talk about in the podcast, like a few minutes before, because that's all the preparation we do for this.
All we do.
Like, we always say, oh, we can't talk about this. Or rather, I come in and go like, Joel, no, we can't talk about this. We can't talk about that. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And there's always a whole bunch of self-censorship. And I feel at odds about this because I feel at the same time I am protecting myself because I need to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel a little bit frustrated because I'm censoring myself, lah. So it's a bit awful, you know? Yeah. And there's always that fear that, oh no, have I overstepped?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So this fear is a real thing.
But you see, this fear thing, you know, we were, Casey and I were talking about it because we actually don't feel this fear so much. Maybe we are a bit fearless. When my dad was alive, I have to tell you, I was more conscious of like, because I didn't want something to happen to me and then my dad would feel bad.
Right.
But now
that
we have no parents, we have no children.
Yes.
So the two of us only accountable to...
In what context do people come to you?
Like when we, you know, because we work with the opposition and then we post a lot of things about like we volunteer with the SDP.
Right.
And actually to go a little bit further, KSU has... Some of his Facebook postings are, even for me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to be his internet police. I'm like, yeah. So like years ago, this was quite a few years ago, KSU wrote this status about basically saying something like, if the Prime Minister can't, you know, step up to the plate and do his job, then maybe he should resign, right? And then
Step up or step down.
What was it? Red Wire News, right? Red Wire News or somebody, one of those that don't exist. And you know how internet, the reporters just very fast come and then disappear, right? They just made a report based on just the status. So they took a photo of him, they put it up there, and then it says, Theatre Uncle tells
Prime
PM
Minister to step down.
I'm sorry, I want to latch on the phrase Theatre
Uncle.
Right? And then the whole article
outrageous.
Was just his but status. Nothing else.
It's such, I mean like...
Wow. Oh.
So then what happens is, other people see it and we start getting calls from family. Like our auntie called,
is Kisu alright? You better be careful.
Tell Kisu to be careful.
Interesting.
So that's where fear comes, you see.
How did when you were receiving these calls from family members or whatever, right, how did you feel about it?
He stopped posting for a while.
I stopped posting for a while. I thought I had to think about it because it introduced the whole fear factor to
because
me. I didn't have
right?
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, oh my goodness, is this something you fear?
The internet is a very tricky space because like when you remember like, I don't know, when the internet first started going, right? And this was like, I would say the early 2000s for us where people started writing blogs, you know, like, and then the early days of Online Citizen and there were a lot of socioeconomic sociopolitical blogs. You know, yes. Mr. Brown kind of started out that way as
actually,
well.
Actually, Joel, you started out that way.
Yeah, so I actually started writing a blog as well.
Yawning Bread.
About the issues, right?
Yawning Bread.
Yawning Bread,
And, you know, it was actually, the writing was very high quality.
Yeah,
yes,
very good, yeah.
And it was really a sense of, wow, this is independent opinions and stuff.
Yeah,
right. And
right.
You really felt... that's where you could turn to.
Yeah.
And it felt quite fearless.
Yeah.
But even then, right, I wrote a blog.
Yeah.
And then like my relatives would call me up and say,
yeah, there you go.
You better be careful.
Wow, did they?
Yeah, they were like, you better be careful. You don't play with this government. They will,
you notice that Catherine Lim doesn't talk anymore?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't.
After what happened,
yeah,
Goh Chok Tong.
Yeah,
like, yes. Her, right, and drag her through the media.
It's really it's quite brave for people to keep going.
Mm.
So you can see Yawning Bread has stopped also because
He got a, was it a defamation suit?
A lot lah.
One after another.
Persecuted.
Miss them, but at the same time we say it's okay lah.
Yeah.
It's okay, you serve your time already. Right, because it's no fun. It's no fun to live your life like that where you have to be brave all the time.
See, so that's the thing, right? It's this idea of being fearful, but there's also this burden almost that you have to carry along with you, and it becomes so tiring.
Yeah,
and that's the word. It becomes tiring. So you don't blame people sometimes when they're like, you know what, I'm done. I can't anymore, guys. I mean, I'll pass the torch on to many other people, and then I'm like, I'm done.
Yes.
You know? So I get why people feel tired a little bit. Yeah.
Actually, I want to talk about one more thing, right? Mm. Which is the fact that the three of us all were in the theater.
Ah, right? Yes.
Mm. And like, historically, if you look at it, the theatre has been one of the most censored art forms in this country, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Next to film, I guess, is theatre.
Yes.
And it starts out with, you know, the Joseph Ng situation.
Yes.
Three?
Performance art.
And then performance art. And all that.
Tell
me
more about this Joseph Ng.
So, you know, so in the present day, if I write a script and a theatre company wants to put it on, we have to submit that script to the IMDA maybe a month or 2 months to get before.
Yeah, you told me about this.
To get a rating, to get permission to do the show and to get
a rating.
Right?
Yes.
Without which it's illegal to do the show.
And I hear this rating sometimes comes very late.
Sometimes the rating can come in a week before the show. I have heard of cases where it's come in the day of.
Yeah.
It's all very nefarious sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes. It can be very nefarious.
Seemingly nefarious.
Yes.
Yeah. And and actually I learned the other day that actually all of this started with the Joseph Ng thing, because we didn't used to have to submit scripts until that thing happened. And then they were suddenly like, we need to make sure that
You have to watch our artists
and make sure that, you know, they vet them before the show goes
on. What did Joseph Ng do?
You don't know.
I don't know.
He did performance art called Brother Came to protest. And correct me at any point if you were there.
Right? I saw it.
I didn't know.
To protest. So basically in the early 90s, there were a lot of these police entrapment cases of gay men in cruising spots.
Oh,
and they would be arrested. Their names would be put in the papers. Yeah. They would be dragged through the mud.
Yes.
They would be caned, some of them.
Yeah. Yes.
And so Joseph Ng was protesting this history of police brutality.
Right.
And so what he did was he did this performance where he surrounded himself with blocks of tofu.
Tofu.
He put red dye. And then he rattan each one.
Rattan the tofu and the red dye will
so
come
very
out
visceral.
From the tofu.
Oh,
but the problematic part of the performance was when he turned his back to the audience, snipped off his pubes, and then offered the pubes on a platter.
I know this. Yeah, I've heard of this one.
So it was a combination of the political protest element and the obscenity that offended someone.
Actually, to be clear, who did he offer his pubes to?
The audience.
Right.
On a platter.
That is intriguing.
Yeah. And very small audience, right?
Correct.
And they banned him for life before they even had a hearing.
Yeah.
For life.
And then they categorically banned the genre.
Yeah,
of
performance
art
was banned as a whole in Singapore.
Wow, that's so interesting. Okay.
So I was very fascinated to learn that, you know, the whole censorship of the theatre really kind of began with
We are a bit older than you
got more
correct. So if you go further back we came from the early days we had to submit scripts. I remember very clearly because I did Top Girls with Carol Churchill's
Top
Girls. So we had to submit the script. This was with Stars in those days. Then the script will come back and basically it will just, the only things that will be cancelled will be busted, fart, you know, all those words, sometimes sod, you know, that kind of thing. But then every few pages they will miss one.
Yeah.
You know? Then it was like, hey, this fuck can, the others cannot. You know? Things
so
like
do
that.
You circle for that? Say, I think you missed one.
So those days we had to submit scripts. Then it came to a point where there was a new cultural kind of bonding.
Yes. The NAC, yes. And then the IM. The,
I think before NAC, right?
It used to be the police that.
It was. It was no.
Scripts,
they,
right?
They then said no need. Oh. No need to submit scripts.
Really?
That was when self-censorship came about. So
they
that
expected
one was,
us to do that.
They did expect us, and we did self-center ourselves, you know.
But that's very scary, because then if the responsibility is on you, if you fuck up, then you kena.
Correct. Yes. So if you do, because you don't have to
fear,
apply,
talk about fear,
you just
right?
do. That's how the fear.
That's intriguing.
And that's really, self-censorship is even scarier than like when they censor you.
Because
they
second guessing you, yourself the whole time.
Yeah, they censor you, you can go and protest or that, right? There's nothing wrong with why you censor, right? Yeah. But you censor yourself even before you reach the next step.
This will lead to over-censorship, because you are so afraid that you just take out things that you think might, that might actually even pass la.
So that stifles creativity,
which we started to do. We started to
oh my god, that's
ourselves.
Really
so,
interesting.
And then came
and then
Joseph,
came Joseph and then it became less about vulgar words, and it became about political sensitivity.
Yes.
I think so,
that's when they really suddenly didn't trust. They thought all artists are going to do political
level in this country is true la. I mean a lot of theatre here is very political, especially like in the 90s, that time, right, when it was all quite underground, and then like
also the politics was very invasive for private life, so you know,
right,
actually artists are going to say that, you know, I mean, the control of freedom of speech was becoming more and more strict and was becoming more and more known and was becoming more and more shown. I think the fear culture that we were talking about,
and I feel like so like my understanding of the theatre history is that actually the 90s was a particularly bad time, right?
It was. A lot of things were
really
shut down.
A lot of things were shut down. There was a lot of like silence, and like we were very unsure. And I feel like people talk about the present day, like actually things have eased up quite a bit. And then, I mean, objectively, when you look at it, it feels like it has. Right? You feel a bit less nervous about saying certain things about politicians or the government, and you know, you can put gay stuff in, it will gonna a rating, but you know, they're not gonna make you take it out necessarily,
right?
So I don't know, there's this weird sense that actually we're living in this time when it feels a bit more free, but you don't really know how free it is. So I feel like actually this weird dance that you have with the censors at any time, right,
it's more nebulous in a way, so you don't know where the ground is.
You have to keep testing.
Just keep testing.
You're so brave, huh? You're testing.
Joy, you're so brave. Three,
four.
Now is the time to fight the good fight. Now is the time to fight for what is right. I want to be a better girl. I want to make a better world. Make it better. All together.
I want to be a better man. I want to make a peaceful stand.
No more greed. Love is all we need. Now is the time. Time to really see. Now is the time. Time to be free. What's the point of being so rich? Then you claim to make a sacrifice, which was distasteful. That's just disgraceful. Now there's been a new drama from auntie wearing pajamas. Bad karma for auntie wearing pajamas. Now is the time to tell us your salary. Now is the time. Why are you so free? Now is the time to fight the good fight. Now is the time to fight for what is right. To fight for
time for our final segment. Mm-mm. What to watch at the end of the world.
Kebabble.
Because whether or not you believe it, the world is ending and we all need things to watch.
I think it's already ended. This is some form of like weird purgatory This is really terrible.
So on my apocalypse watch list is out on Netflix now.
Yes.
Only in Singapore.
Oh, no. Very good, ah boy. For that, I give you extra atapchi.
Hey, what about me, auntie? What about me?
Frankie Fu, you're very naughty.
What, like 7 months really?
This ghost come back already.
GG already.
So like, Frankie Fu for me was a fun character. I mean, I'm going to be point blank and say I wasn't a big fan of PCK, but Frankie Fu was a fun character too.
Yeah, he was really fun to play. I mean, when they created him, he was supposed to be a nemesis.
Yeah.
But more on the business point of view. But when we were improvising a little bit, me and Rosie, like, I started to get fresh with her, asked her to sit on my lap.
Yeah.
And then she just did it. And so then it became something like they were enemies because of Rosie.
So funny.
You know, and it made it much funnier.
Yeah, it's called workshopping the character.
Exactly.
You know, and it's very funny, right? Because actually you would think that Ama would be like, very naughty, the Frankie Fu, right? Yeah. But actually, no, because we are married to each other, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually like, actually that Frankie Fu is not so bad one. Yeah. Because when the
hello auntie, I was always very polite.
He was always very polite at hello auntie, right? So, and then also because my backstory is that I've known him since they were little. So correct. He and Chukang were childhood
small
friends.
Boy,
is
know?
This naughty, is this bloody daughter-in-law of mine? She caused problems.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh my god.
It's so funny.
It's very funny.
It's practically ancient history. Now. I mean, it is. Everybody go and watch Phua Chu Kang.
Yes.
It's the best of, right?
Is it the best? I think so. I think
it's
just
so
select-
weird, huh? It's on Netflix.
So,
I can't
it's
believe
so weird
it.
That it's on Netflix. Yeah.
We call it the MediaCorp dump.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. It was the MediaCorp dump. Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something more recent, though.
Yeah.
What? Because we talked about Phua Chu Kang on the show before.
Correct.
So have you guys seen The Pitch? You have, right?
The Pitch.sg.
Yes.
So, dear listeners, for those of you who don't know, The Pitch is a kind of short 20-minute film that's a kind of co-production between Singapore Repertory Theatre, Pandemonium, and Wild Rise, which are all like big
theatre
companies.
I know, right?
Right. Yeah. And like the premise is so wild because it features
crazy.
The three artistic directors of these companies, right?
And their partners.
And their partners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is really like I never imagined I would see this particular.
I went through this whole journey internally. It's like, wow, that's fantastic. And then, oh dear, what's going to happen? I started to dread it, you know? I was so afraid.
It's like you watch
it,
you're sitting on the edge of your seat going like,
It was such a joy to watch because like you would think that these three theater companies, how are they going to come together? And then it felt very ironic because it felt that they were playing exaggerated versions
Yes.
It felt so good to see.
It's really
it was
good that they have this sense of humor that they can laugh at themselves.
At themselves.
Yeah. Right?
Because
wonderful.
Like each one of them picked up on like, what? I mean, you know what I revealed to me?
Yes.
It's like, that means you know people say this about you. La.
Yes. Yes. The so-called negative traits, right?
It's like, I'm a this, I'm a that.
Yeah,
yes.
So the premise of the show basically is this, in this fictional world, during COVID, all the theater shows get shut down.
It's not so fictional.
La.
Yeah.
So actually,
it's very sad, actually.
Part of it is quite documentary, right? But then the next part is that...
Not the Lee Foundation.
No, the Lou
the
Foundation.
The Lou Foundation.
Yeah, the Lou. Wants to commission like this co-pro where these theater companies come together and make a one-man...
That's right.
Yes.
About hand sanitizer, whatever.
Yes.
The premise
is so ridiculous.
They want Adrian Pang to be the one-man performer, Ivan Heng to direct, and then Gaurav from SRT would produce it.
Produce it.
It was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah. Did you not think that, like, you know, they are their partners who are also the producers,
right?
Like Ivan's husband, Tony, and
Charlotte North.
And Tracy Pang. I mean, they were really good. Tracy was really good.
Yeah, Tracy was very entertaining to watch.
They were just also deadpan.
Yeah, she rolled her eyes very funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh god, these men.
These divas.
These divas. Just get over their shit.
Yeah, then she's just standing on the ladder fixing the light.
Yeah, correct. That's very good. So where can people catch this? I think it's like
pitch.sg, you will see it. And it's like, you can stream it for free.
That's the incredible thing. I love that.
Yeah. And you can donate if you want.
Yeah.
Because basically they're trying to raise awareness about what the theatre community is going through right now, which is that You know what I like actually was all these little shots of like the backstage crew,
yes,
and the stage manager.
Oh yeah, yes, that was nice.
Because it's like these people have been like really adversely impacted.
It's such a reality, yeah, right?
Actually, for yeah, for, yes, for you guys, in case you like to see something being put up in a time where theatre is being taken away, all these things are being taken away, it must have been very nice to watch, right?
No, absolutely. It's, you know, and then also yeah, both of us are freelance actors, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I think Joel, you also like kind of sympathize with this. Mm. We are that we work with all the theatre companies, mm, you know, mm, but the theatre companies themselves don't necessarily work together that
yeah,
much, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it
yeah,
was nice to see that. And also last night I saw the kind of talk back that they had, a feedback mm, session.
Oh yeah,
it's moderated, you know, by Janice, right?
Yeah, that's right,
that's right, Janice, that's right.
Yeah. And mm, by, you know, the number of people that they hire, I mean, mm, not just actors,
but
crew,
admin staff, right?
Staff, mm, admin,
oh,
staff,
that's so nice,
production crew. Mm. No, these are all the people that have
yeah,
lost their, we,
yeah,
nah, we don't, we know we've lost our jobs now.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. And then to see like you say, like, and they said that actually those things, the posters that they were yeah, taking down, are real.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you cancel show.
Of it is basically a documentary. But it was very moving, you know. Like I didn't think I would, because I feel like I become so numb to this, like theaters have closed thing. Because
right,
I'm a playwright, right?
I
work quite remotely from,
yes,
until the play is
yes,
on,
right?
Mm. But then to see the empty theater, to see all these sad
yeah,
people,
yeah,
and
yeah,
then to see them sitting in the empty space, like just so desperate to put a thing on,
yes,
so desperate to perform that they would do this stupid one man show,
yeah,
and they like even build this stupid like set model,
yeah,
and
the set model.
It's like so.
I know.
I mean, it's fictional, but like the it's real, right? People just so desperate to have a show.
I was moved.
On,
yeah, I was moved
yeah,
by
exactly.
It. Like a ghost theater, like yeah, a ghost town. You
yeah,
know?
It was really it was
like,
sad. Wow. And then just to think also that the Wild Rice Funan Theater turned 1 year
yeah,
old.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
1 year old.
It
yesterday.
Was it's meant to be a huge celebration,
a very
right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's actually very sad, like, because like I think Ivan was posting on Facebook about how the government is easing up restrictions for like exhibitions and
everything,
conventions.
Yes, everything
except
else.
The theatre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cinema opened mm, already how long ago?
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. A
so
few weeks already, I think.
Why can't we also have the theatre with social distancing?
Yes, with these
yeah,
restrictions.
I don't know.
We'd be very happy to.
I hope this happens soon.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it would be not
no,
very cost effective. Maybe.
Also
might
the,
not be, but to have the presence will mean everything. I yeah, think people will go for
but
it.
But there's
yeah,
also the issue of like, then you have to write a play with less than 5 people, you know?
Can I, Milo?
It's then a, director,
it's
yeah,
a welcome
director,
restriction,
stage manager.
Right?
So that means only yeah, 3 left.
It's a challenging
actually,
restriction.
Why not?
But it's welcome.
As a playwright,
actually, as a playwright, wouldn't you find that quite exciting, Joel? Like
what?
A play with only 5 people. Like why not? Right? Like
5 people is a lot, leh.
Yeah,
cannot be
exactly,
five.
Right?
Because got director, got oh, stage manager, got like sound
then,
person.
Then, or in the same room.
Then,
huh?
I tell you,
right,
they really do the play that they wanted to do, like a musical, yeah, about sense and
a
title.
A monologue musical.
You know that part when you're like, who should write it? Right? I was like,
hello.
I was moderately offended
yes,
that
yes,
my name is not
come, I was also thinking of you.
I also
you,
can write a one-man
yeah,
musical.
You elder millennial. They were talking about
yes,
the veterans.
Correct. Right. Right. You wait for the pitch too. La. Maybe your name will drop.
I think I need to write the NDP first. Then.
Very good.
Correct.
Okay, so everybody should go and watch the pitch and
yeah,
donate.
It's very good.
If you have a sore point in your heart that misses the theater, I think that's that little film.
Yes,
the pitch.sg.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it, people.
Not the pitch.
The pitch.
Yeah. The pitch.
And donations have been coming in for the theater
yeah,
companies.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
What an episode.
We've been waiting to have the two of you on the show.
I know,
for
we've
a very long
talked
time,
about this for like a month plus.
Yeah, but then you know, my people talk to your people talk
yeah,
to my
man,
people.
Yeah,
it
like,
just took forever.
People,
and we are such
people,
fans of your podcast. So we're so
oh,
happy.
We had you penciled in for ages.
It's
yeah,
true
this,
though.
I feel like this is a meeting of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
The pandemic
right,
response.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
absolutely.
Pandemic coalition response. Day, all that la.
Yeah.
Coalition.
We started at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. The four of us cannot wait to get to our KFC dinner.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll just round up.
We're just gonna round up. So thank you so much for
no,
coming
thank
on.
Thanks,
and
it
yes,
was
yes,
such
you,
fun. Yeah.
Wonderful conversation. We're so thankful. Yes.
Thank you for T
thank
for
you,
two.
Yes.
For
yes,
T for two. Thank you for all the beautiful music you provide for this episode.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah,
thank
welcome,
you
yeah,
for
so
having
fun,
us.
Yeah.
All right, this has been Joel signing off.
This is Kishan.
Case you.
Sui Lin.
Thank you.
Daniel Kalilin.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Why are you so free now?
is the time to fight the good fight.